what behind these figures is the dysfunctionality in relation to how the government deals with funding of the HSE and the health service. Because as a result of not funding this service properly, we have a situation now where we have people that can be cared for at home at a fraction of the cost who are in acute hospitals. We have a situation where consultants who are well paid and well educated cannot carry out operations and procedures because the recovery beds are not there for their patients. We have a situation where professionals are not able to carry out their work because of capacity within the hospital. We have a situation where consultants are being paid astronomical figures because they are locums instead, because the HSE or the hospital isn't allowed to employ the full-time HSE consultant, and the same applies for nurses. And as a result of that lack of prudent financing and proper budgeting and allocating proper resources to the department, we have a huge underinvestment here. Minister, it is clear that you have learnt nothing from the past. The reality is, in relation to relying on unsustainable tax revenues to fund repeating expenditure, you have learnt nothing.